scratching off the ones that are either no longer relevant because they've been superseded, or in some cases at a town ordinance that got stuck in there. I'll start getting them live. I'm definitely going to do it, you know, page by page, so all the building department-related ordinances would be a test on the building department. If I can figure out a clean way to do it, I'm also going to cross-reference and have one page of just an ordinance thing. It's going to be
all the ordinances.
Right, you know, that'll come down really just if I can find a nice, clean way with tables to say, you know, here are all the health departments, so it's not just page, a never-ending scroll of every ordinance. But I'm about halfway done with phase one of that, and then phase two will be actually getting them live.
Is there a chance to have word search option or search option?
I don't. And the thing with that is that you can create metadata tags, that sort of thing, for pages, but when you're actually just uploading PDFs, I'm not sure that I have as much capability. I can talk to some tech people and see about that, but it's just, I mean, you might be able to tag, you know, best you can be able to do is search for Pulaski County building ordinance, and then it'll land at the building page, but it won't open the PDF directly because that's an actual document and not a web page. Updates on the industrial park project and the farm, per the recent discussions with the county council, I don't know if they'll end up, you know, and some hesitance from, you know, incoming commissioners and the public, we will pursue selling the farm, or maybe not right away and let that settle, but either way, still moving forward with the survey, only because, you know, as I've noted before, that's still the handwritten 1863 deed, which contains all the neighborhoods that have been subdivided and does not separate. You know, it just crosses roads everywhere. It'll clean it up. It'll separate the parcels out so that if we ever do sell some or all farmland, or if we ever get to move forward, as we're hoping with the county home, that'll all be in. As you guys know, that survey on the county home was done last year, but as far as I know, it still hasn't been recorded. So once this is up, unfortunately, Milligan is behind, and I may have let loose a little on the phone today. Kristen looked at me and said, I don't think I've ever seen you that angry. I mean, I went to them in September, and they said a month, got a little delayed. I was okay with that because Kevin had been instructed to go ahead and do the legal survey. So 1st of November, I sent them all the property owner addresses, and they're behind. So they say they'll try to get it done by the end of the year, but I don't think he was pleased to be on the phone with me. You guys perhaps know, last week at the council meeting, they did not take any action. They would like, at Linda's request, put together a plan, and that's reasonable. There is a proposed calendar in the strategic plan, but that thing is dated 2010, and we should have two tenants in there by now, and we don't own the land yet. But so I'm going to be working on that to get to CDC at our January meeting, then to the commissioners. I'm trying to get the commissioners and the council. I don't know if I'll be able to get the commissioners in meeting or just per individually before the January council meeting, but either way, working on that. In addition to the Carroll County project announcement, I've gotten three leads for projects from the state in the last month that have required rail out of four leads total. Which is actually a little more than average. Usually it's only about one out of four or two out of one out of three. I don't know numbers with me. In November, the Plan Commission voted to recommend a number of amendments to the county's Unified Development Ordinance, including some changes to the zoning map. And as I have explained in the past, most of these changes are being made either A, just to clean up some things that need to be cleaned up, B, we saw some places where there could be some increased flexibility, especially with uses in agricultural land, and C, most of all, because Winnemac just agreed to adopt this ordinance as their own, effective the first of the year, to make that transition a little easier, because they have residential districts that they actually use that we had that didn't use, so these changes will make that a smoother transition. They have adopted it with the changes we proposed to go in effect the first of the year. So we're presenting that, as well as the first two parts, A and B, of the proposed new development fee schedule. As I've noted in the past, our building fee schedule is not very comprehensive, and it's also, 10 years since I think anything's been done to it. And then our, we don't really have a planning and zoning fee schedule. We just have minutes from a 2012 meeting where I said, this is what this is going to cost to do a public hearing. I don't think that was ever even approved by the commissioners, which is probably not what the Indiana Code would prefer we do. So what, everything in there, first thing is that we are cutting in half the two fees that the Plan Commission BZA do have. They were initially said, we have 9 members, they can pay $50 a person, we're going to base our fees on that, which is not really how the code suggests it should be done, and it's quite high compared to most of our community counties. Same with the BZA, 5 members, $50 to attend a meeting, so we've cut those in half. We have added a number of fees that are listed in the new ordinance and that are the things that require, if the, the permit is granted, require Doug to do some work. Some of them we may never see. Who knows the next time somebody actually plats a full-on subdivision, but that requires a lot more review than simply saying, yep, you have the zoning permission to put a house here or to put a business or that sort of thing. So it addresses that, and then we've got all the building fees for residential. So the way we're asking you guys to approve this, and this, the way that we have Plan Commission has certified it, I have the certification document here, is to adopt this new schedule, parts A and B, and then leave intact all non-residential aspects of the existing building fee schedule until Doug, Chance, and I have a time to finish all of that. So we've got before you ordinances 08-2016, which is amending the Unified Development Ordinance and including changes to the zoning map, and ordinance 09-2016, the development fee schedule. And we've done all of the legal notices we've had to do, and then if you guys approve tonight, we'll have to send one more legal notice through papers saying that you haven't done it, and then these will go into effect the first of the year. Any questions? I know that's a lot of talking, but Terry, you're on the Plan Commission. You've been through this process.
They do that.
He does, exactly.
A lot of their efforts. All the guys work very hard.
So with that being said, I'm going to move to approve the schedules A and B. That also along with the ordinance 08-2016 and 09-2016. Is that correct?
I'll second.
Not just me.
I know.
You've got one. You guys have to sign. That's all I need for you this week.
Okay.
Number 5 and 6, just very briefly, tourism update. We're starting to look at our tourism marketing options for next year. The council, in exchange for some pretty significant cuts to other parts of the CDC budget, agreed to give us a pretty generous increase on marketing for 2017. If you recall last year, we did the television ad. We're looking at TV again. We're not looking at any sort of one big event like we did last year, just because as many people as viewed that, it was really one time and then done. But we're looking at proposals right now. council, you know, seems to be open to it, but I think Linda's request is pretty reasonable to have an updated plan, and we're going to. Thank you, John. It's been a pleasure working with you guys.
Thank you for the service, and keep on working with the commissioners.
Keep moving Foster County forward.
Nathan, are you going to bring me tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay, they have to know if you can make it, so go to Google.
Sorry, that's good.
Come on back. Come on back.
Y'all know Chance here. First of all, guys, Merry Christmas. It's been a pleasure working with you guys. I've had a very good experience, and it's been great. No problem. One thing I hate is micromanaging. I can say you guys are not micromanaging. I've got a handout here. The purpose of this, folks, coming here, is to give you my year-end report with the County Building, Planning, and Zoning Department. As you know, this is my first year. I started in February. I thought I knew a lot when I walked in, but I found out real fast. I didn't know quite as much as I thought, you know? But I'm learning every day, and it's been challenging, and I enjoyed it. I really like it so far. So I just want to give you guys a little update of what we've done here. Page one here, the improvement location permit. As you can see here, we got the residential permits. We had 132 for this year, by term. 24 commercial and 13 agricultural exempts. So that makes 169 total.
Is that training up from previous years or training down?
I'd really like to say I know more about that, but we had
so next year, we'll have something basically.
I started this, so nobody knows what yet. Yeah. We can go back a paper of this, you know. So I think we're going up. I really do. Halfway down there, location permit by township. We broke it down to all the townships that we have, how many, we've done in that township. I don't know if that means a lot, but, you know, it sort of shows where, like, for example, Moreau, if you look at that, we got to do a lot in Moreau, which, you know, that's kind of fascinating. For all it's worth. On the very bottom, construction valuation. Again, that's just what they write on their thing. As you see, residential, we have $3,264,000, $65,000. I'm just going to round off. Commercial, we had $18 million. I'm just going to round it off at $400,000, and agricultural at $405,000. So I see a lot of growth coming here, and I see a lot more people starting to build, and that's good for our county. That's very good. Page two, for all it's worth. I do a little bit more than sit at my desk playing solitaire and Pokemon. I show you here the mileage I've done. And we're almost at 7,000 miles. As you can see, average a good 250 miles a week I travel. And that's why I asked for a
bi-week, correct?
Yes, by week. Yes, that's correct. Page three is the conferences we went to. I went to we went to these conferences. Some of these conferences are free, some we paid a little bit on. Sometimes you pay for what you get. But I want to tell you guys, with all these conferences, I learned more from other building inspectors, other people there, than I do from sometimes the instructor. Because you stand there and you talk to them, you know, at a break or, you know, whatever. You learn a lot.
Yeah.
I can't stress that enough. Next page is our department revenue. I wish I could say it was a lot more than that, but I really do believe that it's going to be higher next year. Because I started this year with some goals coming in this new. And I meet most of my goals. My 2017 goals are going to be a lot higher. But, nevertheless, it's broken down by contractor license, as you all can see that. How many times we did electrical, pole barns, decks, you know, double one, in-ground pools, and all that. We come up with almost $34,000. Could have been more. I am sure it could have been.
You can't always control it from walking through the door.
That is so very much true.
You're just receiving and progress there, and whereas now it's slow. It's not without some diligence. They work fast, but so just the opposite.
That contractor license you're going to see go way higher. Okay, last on the bottom then, the blight elimination. I was sort of blindsided along with Quentin at the time when he came in, I came in on this blight. Our predecessors started this and we didn't even know anything about it. And they said, why ain't you doing this and that? And we talked a little bit about it. I've asked for mercy, right? They've been very good. It is a government grant, and they gave us $147,000 to help demolish abandoned houses and all that. My predecessors had houses more out in the field. When I say field, out in the country. This is more in town, you know, the villages, houses, you know, and all that, okay. And it is set for a non-profit organization. We had a contractor before us, they had it, and that did not work. So it has to be a non-profit organization. So Mr. Morrison, who lives this way over here, he's a banker at Monterey. He works for, or he's head of the Habitat for Humanity. And he is our program partner. And the long story short on this, we had 12 houses before I came in. They had to blow them all away. Now we're down to, what, four, yeah. I really like to say that I had one done by December 1st, but due to all the things, you know, hiccups and all that, we're on our very first one. And Mr. Morrison, the long story short again, I can say, is this person gives up this property, we get this money, help tear it down, we give the Habitat to Humanity, which are our program partners, and they can do whatever they want to with that, but they have to maintain it. They can sell it, they can build a house on it, whatever it may be. Now, if we get a church, maybe there's a church or a Lions Club or Kiwanis around here, then we can do the same darn thing. So we're working on that. I wish I could said my goal when I first got this, when I got blind barred, just throwing it out to you guys. This organization that we deal with, and we pay what, $40 or whatever it may be, they usually have every month some type of conference. These are four that I've picked that I think is most important for our department. I want Kim, Chance, and I go to them. Along with that, tonight, cost the paper, you'll get another, conference request. That one's going to cost more money. But I think it's worth it. And I want to just tell you the reason why I want to say this. Let's talk about grant. What to do with grant money. And it's about $600, but I think it's very important.
Sure.
I want to know more about it. I know a little. He knows a little bit about it. I think he needs to know about it. So. So, with that being said, folks, that's my year-end report. Tell me if I've done anything could do better. I don't know. I tried to my best.
Here, Chance, strong work on that.
Like I said, we never had no base before. I started this base. I don't know where to. At least we got something started.
That's awesome. Good job. Good luck with the training opportunities.
Some issues,
yeah.
So I want to thank you for hanging in there. We got what we could get.
Yeah. Sometimes I wonder what the heck did I get into.
Very good.
That's why you guys paid me the big bucks.
There you go.
Well, been a pleasure working with all three of you guys. I've had no problem. Thank you. You guys have a Merry Christmas. And I'll be, if you guys hire me on next year, I'll be willing to work with the rest of you guys. Oh, do we have to prove that?
I'll make the motion to prove your conference request as I'll present.
I will second.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dad. I have a motion to second. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Gary, prove the request.
be printed off so you know exactly what the property was. The new commissioners have a copy of it. So we should be good on that.
And for the new commissioners coming on board here, that was just presented to me this afternoon. It seemed fit to make any kind of determination of what fees is set to it. That legal jump into it was not one of our tax sales. Other properties have been on past tax sales, but the submission on property of Monterey area. So you have the numbers of the person that's supposed to go. Actually, Kevin might want to look at that, so we should.
terms. It's been a privilege. Thank you to Larry Gray. Thank you. Dale Jaggersley. All of our, I feel, great appointed department heads, which makes our job easier. Try to give them the tools they need to make our job easier. And just thanks everybody. And good. You know, I hope Fire State Kenner continues to do well.
I would like to continue to add on to the thank yous here. Fire State Kenner, you're here to represent us well. And it's been an honor to serve Fire State Kenner. It's been an honor to be in this position as commissioner. Some days are better than others.